considering the critical and important wildlife habitats east of the river and all of the non-game habitats, the declining status of the sheep, deer, and elk herds, and the sufficient ineffectiveness of seasonal closures to protect those habitats, it would be in the best interest of wildlife to locate the trail segments in existing disturbance corridors.
Rick Thompson's recommendation of where to site the Crystal River Valley portion of the Carbondale to Crested Butte Trail did not come as a surprise Tuesday night. Thompson's recent study of wildlife impacts of various trail alignments included results of previous studies of the Crystal River Trail Corridor, wildlife use of the corridor, and potential trail impacts on wildlife and habitat. The alignments identified in a 2004 feasibility study begin at the end of an existing trail that runs along Highway 133 south of Carbondale.
A trail could be located closely associated with the highway the entire length of the corridor, with the exception of Hayes Creek Canyon. And in that area, he identified a 1.5-mile bypass associated with the historic Bear Creek Railroad grade. There's also the McClure Pass switchbacks. These switchbacks used to be the old road coming down into the Crystal River before Highway 133 was built. And then there's Redstone Boulevard. And then there are three potential trail segments over on the east side of the river.
No alignments have been chosen, but particular concern with some of them include human disturbance to bighorn sheep, which Thompson says have declined by 80% in the past two decades due to disease and because the lambs don't live very long.
The adults breed, but the offspring die, and there isn't enough recruitment going on in the population to sustain the population, so it continues to decline.
Elk and deer populations have also declined.
The elk population is below its objective for the game management unit. That's the area that the Parks and Wildlife manages. And the number of surviving calves in that population has declined in recent years, in part due to recreational activity. Mule deer is the same situation, 46% below the historical objective, close to its lowest population level in 40 years.
Thompson pointed out that one segment could go through Faloha Meadows, Pitkin County's open space parcel near Redstone, along an old railroad grade. But right now, he added, this area is isolation habitat, which allows wildlife to exist undisturbed. Other concerns were social trails that could further fragment habitat, off-trail trampling, and something called displacement distance, which is how far wildlife will flee from human presence. Thompson said it varies with the type of animal.
The case studies that I looked at indicated that mule deer avoided people on foot anywhere from 103 to 365 yards away, and elk avoided hikers, skiers, and bikers ranging from 550 yards to almost a third of a mile. In the Crystal River Valley, there might be some reduced habitat effectiveness 100 meters away on each side of the trail by the trail disturbance.
Basically, it's not the road or trail that's the problem.
Those are inanimate objects. They're innocuous in the landscape if there's no human activity associated with them. So it's the vehicles on the road speeding by, and it's the recreationists on the trail. Those are the disturbances that wildlife respond to with respect to these disturbance corridors.
Questions about the recreational carrying capacity of the Crystal River Valley, or how increased recreation will impact traditional Colorado activities or the values that attract people to the state, like healthy and abundant wildlife and habitat, have yet to be answered. But Will Rausch, conservation director of Wilderness Workshop, reassured the crowd Tuesday night that there will be more studies, environmental analyses, and time for public comment on the trail in the future. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.